Good afternoon, everybody.
Mr. Obama will focus on important economic, security, and democracy interests in Southeast Asia. In Bangkok, he will meet with Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat to underscore bilateral relations and military-to-military ties between the United States and Thailand. On Monday, Mr. Obama will become the first sitting U.S. president to visit Burma, which has been ruled for decades by a military government. Opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi met with Mr. Obama at the White House in September. They are scheduled to meet again at her home in Rangoon. The United States has eased sanctions against Burma and is encouraging the country's fragile democratization process. Aung San Suu Kyi told VOA that more reforms depend on support from the military.
So until the army comes out clearly and consistently in support of the democratic process, we cannot say that it's irreversible.
The Obama administration says it is realistic about progress in Burma. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Kurt Campbell.
There is this gap, as is always the case in circumstances of the early phases of reform, where there's more hope than reality to sustain it.
Mr. Obama's final stop on his regional tour is Cambodia, which is hosting the East Asia Summit. Former CIA China analyst Chris Johnson says tensions over the South China Sea, made worse by pressure earlier this year from Beijing, will dominate the meeting.
China did not appear to recognize the negative consequence that would have, certainly within ASEAN, but also more broadly.
Analysts say Mr. Obama carries added political clout on this trip because of his recent re-election. Michael Green of the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies says that presents an opportunity to further define America's increasing focus on Asia.
And what do you really think we should be doing about states like Cambodia or Burma on the democratic front? There's a lot more color to be painted in on the pivot on this trip that's not been there.
President Obama likely will receive questions from regional leaders about the so-called fiscal cliff facing the United States and who he will choose to replace Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who has been deeply involved in U.S.-Asia diplomacy during his first term. Dan Robinson, VOA News, the White House.